Sasa, how are you?
Me culana.
How much? Hey, you get me like asking these questions because it's a weekend. I know things are going down crazy. You know, more party. In fact, kulaneni, kamsa, pelekanini's ju wapi. Take each other where? Places you've never been before. Like, live your best life. I was thinking about something. Not really thinking. Just. Ilini hit juicy, and I was like, yikes. I'm not the kind of person who likes to spend the night. Imagine I'm not. I've actually been chastised for this relationship wise, nini, friendship wise, all that. People really have a problem when you don't spend the night. It's not my fault that I don't like to spend the night, but I probably just, okay, not probably, but I like my bed. Probably my bed is more comfortable than yours. So I want to go back to my bed. I want to have fun with you. We could be friends. I could be chilling at your place. Kidogo, I'm about to bounce. I'm a duck. I'm a go. I'm a leave. The Uber is outside. Or if I'm driving, yeah, I can't drive when I'm drunk. I'm going to use all those things. In fact, there are times I've even killed my dog. Right now, I don't even have a dog, but do you know how many times I've killed my dog just so that I can leave? It's crazy. No fault to the person or to the people. It's just I like my own space. I like to be in my own, I don't know, zone. And I feel like my house is better for that. I'm that kind of person who's sometimes I can be nocturnal as fuck. So, you know, the sex was probably good. I enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you very much. I mean, it was a blast. I had fun. For days. You broke my back. You broke my back. And then you want me to stay over. And after a lot of convincing, Abamua to stay. Yeah? Then Kidogo, you've fallen asleep. So me, I'm probably going to start watching movies, scrolling my phone, nini-nidi, whatever. And then as you're sleeping, I look at you, I'm like, hey, whether this nigga has an ugly sleeping face, an ugly one. I mean, you probably snore. One of those things that I don't like. No judgments to the people who snore, but these are the things you identify pretty quickly when you're up. Like, you see, you're like, hey, by the way, this shorty isn't as cute as I thought she was. Or this company, I must say, I just go home. My house has ka freedom. There's a level of freedom it provides me that I can stone if I want to, I can sip if I want to, I can sleep however, you know. No fault of anyone, as I've said, no fault of anyone. Trust me. It's not yours, it's not mine, it's just how things are, yeah? And if I stay through the night, I am probably going to go through your drawers. I'm not going to steal anything, trust me. I'm not going to take nothing. I'm not even going to, like, disorganize anything. How you left your stuff is exactly how you will find it when you wake up. That's, for me, that's how I know more about you. Because you can tell me a story, you can project something, but nataka kujua, you know? So, by what you have, nini, I can tell who you are. And I like that. I don't know. I felt that so therapeutic. Mad. For me, sometimes when I stick around, I start overthinking. Mad. Like, most men like to leave the, what's this? The toilet seats up. That's a man thing. I get it. I don't even blame you guys. But then, sometimes, I'm not a big booty Becky. So, now, neither am I in the itty bitty realm. I'm just apo katikati. Then Kidogo, in the middle of my sleep, I'm taking myself to the loo. Kidogo, I sink inside. Yani, poop, ndani. Dude, I'm not trying to do that. And then sometimes I start thinking, Kai, maybe this building doesn't have great drainage. Kidogo, I'm just over there. I'm scrolling on Instagram as I'm taking a shit, kidogo, a fucking snake could be crawling up the sewers, and then kidogo, it bites my punani or my asshole. Fuck. Do you guys ever think of these things? Because this shit is real. Like, it happens. What you gonna tell your people? Umeumwa na nyoka matako, ama, like, your whole pussy lips are gone. The whole labia, everything is just, like, out. Kabsa, now you have to wake up the person because it's an emergency. No, bruv. I'm not trying to do that. And then, another situation. Like, you can have the runs. Love that you've eaten some nice curry goat. Nice. Kidogo, you start having the runs. You don't want to mess up someone's bathroom with tunes from the bathroom as the person is trying to sleep. Imagine you've bagged a nice body. A nice one. Kidogo, you're vandalizing that bathroom like nothing. Yani, nonsense. Uko tu hapo na soundtracks. Soundtracks for days. Yani, you can't even breathe. You just... No. There's dromaing and then there's dromaing. So I choose to not have any of those scenarios happening to me. And then you don't want to do the walk of shame in the morning. It's not cute. And you entered as a body in the morning. You're waking up disheveled because you've got work in the morning. Confused as hell. You don't even know where your left heel is. You can't even find your charger. You can't find your power bank, Nini. You're just confused. Ah! And then now you're walking down. Another thing. If you didn't carry clothes, like a sleepover bag, so you're wearing clothes for Jana, probably they're not even appropriate for the morning. So you're just looking weird. And the gate person downstairs can tell, yeah, this one has been through a rough night. Nigga, what the fuck? Haven't been through any rough night. Don't judge. Aye. Kodi, you don't get some. I mean, it's just weird. It's just off. And granted, you may just have to make that car walk of shame from this, you know, from the floor he lives at to downstairs. But aye, aye, aye. It's so uncomfortable. It's just, ugh. So you've already harad in his bathroom. He's heard all your noises, all those squeaking sounds. You've chomad in so many levels, you don't even know how to act. And that time you're a bad bitch. Like, for me, I'm a gangster, so you can't let the gangster fall. Like, you have to maintain the gangster at all times, you know? Then if you don't have the right shoes, imagine, last night was crazy, you had your nice heels. This morning you just want to wear sneakers. But you have to go back to your house in heels that are super uncomfortable. The liquor last night gave you energy to wear those ones, but now you just want to chill. See? Same goes. I like guests, but I don't like lingering guests. Like, I just prefer being in my space solo sometimes, especially in my house. Just, you know, as soon as everything is complete, we've had our fun, we've had our girls' nights, whatever, maybe two nights, that's fine. Like, don't stick around. Unangoja nini? Like, if you don't have fare, I mean, ask me. Need a candle, we can arrange something, but don't just stick around. Boss, it's not like you're paying my light bill, it's not like you're paying my rent, so you just bounce, thanks. And I was raised in that way that you don't kick people out. You kind of expect them to just figure out that you want them to bounce. You know, it's not like you're telling them to, but, you know, just, you know when to leave. Patashugli, get an emergency, something. But there are people who will just stick around. So that's why I choose, when I go to people's places, I don't stay too long to the point that it becomes a nuisance for me or to the other person. I mean, it's a respect thing. So, jieshimu mami, jieshimu daddy, don't stick around, sana. Like, thank you for your services. The dick was good. Work, whatever. Thank you. The conversation was good. And, another thing. The reason why I stick around sometimes is maybe I want cuddles. If I want cuddles, I'll stick around. But I don't want you laying on me like a, I don't know, just evil too. Like, you've let all your weight on me and I'm just like lifting you. No, it's like I'm lifting weights. Nah, thanks. Maybe a few cuddles here and there, and then that's good. But I'm not gonna stick around like that. I think it's just polite to know when to call it a day or a night or a morning and just be like, yeah, this was fun. Sometimes the other person can feel like, hey, Mazi, was this shorty using me? Hey, was my friend using me? Was whoever using me? No, it's not on the using base, but it's just we like what we like. So, because we don't want to inconvenience you, we don't want to make you feel some type of way or make us feel some type of way in the process, we just choose to leave. It's not like we don't like you or we don't like your company, but we just choose to. And then sometimes the conversation is just boring after sex. That's when you start realizing, yeah, this nigga is dumb. I'm like, yeah, this shorty I bagged was just, hey, shallow. Hey, she's shallow. Her thinking is shallow. Pussy was fire, but hey, it is not worth the hype. It's not. It's just the personality doesn't match the face, doesn't match the body. So you're just like, I'ma leave, thank you. It was good though, it was fun. See you. You know? Yeah, that's just how it be. I'm sure some of us can relate. Because me, I've been chastised for leaving, but I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it's just life. Enjoy your Saturday. Safe sex, bruv. Safe sex. Wrap that shit up. We don't want no more babies in 2020. We don't want no more pregnancies in 2020. Everyone is pregnant. Everyone and their auntie. So, do that favor for us, guys. With love. Mwah.